Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. True belonging is not passive. It's not the belonging that comes with just joining a group. It's not fitting in or pretending or selling out because it's safer. It's a practice that requires us to be vulnerable, get uncomfortable, and learn how to be present with people without sacrificing who we are. In a time of increasing disconnection, social scientist Brené Brown explores what it means to truly belong in Braving the Wilderness. We must have the courage to speak our truth and be our authentic selves, while also maintaining our connectedness with others. Loneliness may feel like the new order in the world, but there is a better way. Brené Brown is perhaps most famous for her TED Talk on The Power of Vulnerability, which has over 30 million views. She's a research professor, successful author, and expert in the areas of shame, empathy, courage, and vulnerability. In this Life Note, we'll tackle the big topics of true belonging, the loneliness crisis, how we should avoid the wide-angle view when it comes to people, speaking your truth with civility, holding hands with strangers, and combining courage and vulnerability. So if you're ready to climb out of your own shell of self-protection to find true belonging, you'll find great value in this book. The first big thought, true belonging, being your authentic self. Quote, belonging so fully to yourself that you're willing to stand alone is a wilderness, an untamed, unpredictable place of solitude and searching. It's a place as dangerous as it is breathtaking, a place as sought after as it is feared. End quote. Brown explores the powerful idea of searching for true belonging, our need to be part of something that is real, genuine, and something larger than us. The way that we often approach this quest of belonging is by trying to fit in, perhaps by not speaking our truth or by taking actions that are meant purely to gain social approval rather than coming from a place of authenticity. We can't always take the safe route. At times, we need to dig deep and find the courage to go into the wilderness, to be willing to stand for what we believe in, even if this makes us feel uncomfortable. As Brown researched this idea of true belonging, four key practices emerged. Number one, people are hard to hate close up, so move in. Number two, speak truth to BS. Be civil. Number three, hold hands with strangers. Number four, strong back, soft front, wild heart. We'll examine these more in a minute, but the overall concept encompasses a willingness to combine courage with vulnerability. We need to have the courage to be ourselves and be willing to express what's in our hearts. We can connect with others without having to hide who we are or what we believe, but at times it can feel very scary. In another book we reviewed with a Life Note titled The Righteous Mind, we learned that other people exert a powerful force, and we tend to care a lot about what others think of us. So having the courage to go against our natural instinct to seek social approval can be very challenging. But to feel that deep sense of true belonging we all yearn for, we need to have the courage to do exactly that. There's only one of you in the world. You must learn to honor who you are and what you believe and stand in your truth. And from that place, you can seek a sense of belonging that is built on the strong foundation of authenticity. The next big thought, the loneliness crisis, the importance of social connection. Quote, the world feels lonesome and heartbroken to me right now. We've sorted ourselves into factions based on our politics and ideology. We've turned away from one another and toward blame and rage. We're lonely and untethered and scared. So damn scared. End quote. Brown highlights the increasing isolation that many people are feeling today. She cites a sobering statistic that 20% of Americans reported that they felt lonely in 1980, yet more than 40% feel that way today. Our feelings of loneliness have doubled in a very short time, and it's not just Americans who are feeling this, it's an issue that's spreading globally as well. This topic is an important one, so it's great to see Brown tackling it in her book. And it can be particularly helpful for those of us struggling with the issue, because loneliness is not a topic that is talked about very openly. Brown explains that, quote, "We feel shame around being lonely, as if feeling lonely means there's something wrong with us. We feel shame even when our loneliness is caused by grief, loss, or heartbreak," end quote. Another important point that Brown makes is that there is a difference between loneliness and being alone. You can be alone and feel perfectly content in your solitude, and on the flip side, you can be in the midst of a crowd of people and feel very lonely. We are wired to be connected to others, to feel that sense of belonging. So if you're feeling lonely, have the courage to reach out. Pay attention to this emotion and develop some strategies so that you can address this feeling concretely. Even having one supportive friend can make a big difference. There's much more great insight on this topic in Braving the Wilderness. You'll want to delve into the author's suggestions for how to build that sense of connectedness. And another great book that can be helpful to you on dealing with loneliness and other emotions is The Language of Emotions by Carla McLaren. Check out that life note too. McLaren tells us that our emotions have brilliance to share, not just information, but brilliance. So whether it's loneliness or another emotion, don't forget that you can take action. If you want to create an amazing life, you'll want to find the most fruitful and proactive way to find the wisdom in your emotions, and then go out in the world and do something about it. Remember, you're not the only one seeking connection. We all are. Reach out and connect. You'll be so glad you did, and someone else will likely be just as glad and grateful. The next big thought: the wide-angle view leads to hatred. Move up close instead. Quote, "What if what we experience close up is real, and what we hear on the news and from the mouths of politicians who are jockeying for power needs to be questioned?" End quote. If a picture paints 1,000 words, then this is an insightful picture, that having a wide-angle view leads to hatred. When you're looking at people who perhaps have different religious or political views from you, or any other key difference for that matter, if you take a wide-angle view and lump them all together as being wrong, this view can easily and quickly lead to hatred. But if you can move close up instead, as Brené Brown suggests, it becomes a completely different picture. She reminds us that people are hard to hate close up. And by zooming in, we benefit by feeling more of a sense of connection and belonging. Brown spends some time talking about dehumanizing and how, throughout history, using language that dehumanizes people has led to greater feelings of polarization and hatred. It's so much easier for people to justify atrocities when they use language that dehumanizes the other. There's plenty of mudslinging going on in our own divisive political climate as well. But if you can move the lens a little bit closer in, and be open-minded to listen to someone else's opinions that might be different from yours, it's possible that the great divide can get a little smaller. You might feel more connected with someone if you take the time to hear, understand, and connect with them in a human way. So move in a little closer. You might be pleasantly surprised at what you find. The next big thought: speak your truth, being civil amidst disagreement. Quote, "We don't even bother being curious anymore because somewhere, someone on our side has a position. In a fitting-in culture, at home, at work, or in our larger community, curiosity is seen as a weakness, and asking questions equates to antagonism rather than being valued as learning." End quote. Brown encourages you to be willing to speak your truth and live in integrity with what you believe rather than just relying on BS. In our divisive culture today, there's a feeling that, quote, "If you're not with me, then you're my enemy," end quote. The gray area on controversial topics is becoming harder and harder to find in our increasingly black and white world. Do you believe that an entire group of people are wrong about everything simply because they associate with a different political party? Do you find yourself feeling more and more as if their side is always wrong and your side is always right? Have you left any room in your perspective to try and see eye to eye? The author shared her own story about gun ownership in the book, which, as you know, is a loaded topic, literally. One of her readers and fans was horrified to find out that Brown was teaching her son to shoot skeet. the woman said that she was surprised to know that Brown was a gun lover and NRA type. In fact, Brown does not support the NRA and tried to articulate her support of responsible gun ownership, but the woman was not willing to engage in anything other than an angry exchange. There are many polarizing issues where we may not always share a common viewpoint as the other person, but Brown makes a key point that we should be civil about our disagreements. Just because someone has a different view should not make him or her the enemy. Try to be willing to step into that gray area. Engage in a dialogue with someone who may not share your view and be willing to hear them out also. If we can all be a little more civil to each other, the world will certainly be a better, kinder, more peaceful place. The next big thought: holding hands with strangers, sharing pain and joy. Quote, women and men with the strongest true belonging practices maintain their belief in inextricable connection by engaging in moments of joy and pain with strangers. End quote. Brown reminds us that having raw moments of connection with other people, even with strangers, is important for us to feel a true sense of belonging. Whether it's at a football game, in church, or at a concert, you can find wonderful opportunities to connect with your planetary brothers and sisters and tap into a greater sense of shared humanity. She says, quote, we have to catch enough glimpses of people connecting to one another and having fun together that we believe it's true and possible for all of us, end quote. And it's not just moments of fun when this is important. It's also during times of pain. Brown remembers when the Challenger space shuttle exploded and everyone who was driving, listening to the disaster unfold on the radio, pulled over and shared the collective pain that everyone was feeling at this unthinkable tragedy. By sharing joy and pain in real time in the real world, we can find a way to level the playing field of life and be more civil with one another. Brown writes, quote, the more we're willing to seek out moments of collective joy and show up for experiences of collective pain, for real, in person, not online, the more difficult it becomes to deny our human connection, even with people we may disagree with. End quote. Have the courage to share both your joy and your pain, even if it's with a stranger. After all, we're all in this together, aren't we? The next big thought: combining courage and vulnerability. Strong back, soft front, wild heart. Quote, if we're going to make true belonging a daily practice in our lives, we're going to need a strong back and a soft front. We'll need both courage and vulnerability as we abandon the certainty of our ideological bunkers and head off into the wilderness. End quote. Let's take a look at each of these three areas of strong back, soft front, and wild heart. Having a strong back encompasses standing up for yourself and your beliefs. What can get in the way of this, explains Brown, is perfecting, pleasing, proving, and pretending. This is an astute observation. Sometimes we don't realize how many of our actions have to do with seeking social approval versus being true to ourselves. An interesting practice to overcome people-pleasing is to make use of what Brown calls braving. This is an acronym that encompasses B for boundaries, R for reliability, A for accountability, V for vault, which includes learning to keep confidences, I for integrity, N for non-judgment, and G for generosity. As you begin to integrate these important elements into your life, such as preserving your boundaries and living within your own sense of integrity, you are metaphorically developing that strong back. At the same time, having a soft front or a willingness to be vulnerable is also very important. In Braving the Wilderness, we learn that vulnerability is the birthplace of love, joy, trust, intimacy, and courage. And finally, the intriguing idea of a wild heart is, quote, the ability to be tough and tender, excited and scared, brave and afraid, all in the same moment, end quote. Henry David Thoreau said, in wildness is the preservation of the world. And as we learn in Brené Brown's great book, perhaps it also encompasses preservation of the self and our connection to others. be sure to check out Braving the Wilderness. And if you're not already familiar with Brené Brown's work, you might also enjoy some of her other great books, as well as her famous TED Talk. So there we have it, Brené Brown's guide for finding the courage to speak your truth and be your authentic self, while also maintaining a genuine connectedness to others. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.